Jessica.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Stephanie.
And you are listening to Pastor's Wives Tell All,
a podcast by pastor's wives for church leaders and anyone desiring to take a peek inside our glass house.
We are breaking down walls and crushing pastor's wife stereotypes within the church.
We want pastor's wives and other ministry leaders to know that they are not alone in this. Plus, this is basically therapy for the three of us with a whole lot of dance parties. Woo, 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 woo. Hey friends, welcome back to the show. How are you guys doing today? I feel like it's been a while since we've been like sitting next to each other just recording an episode of our own.
I know. It actually has been quite a while, I feel, since we've done our own episode without interviewing people.
100%.
So today we really want to just, as the last episode of the season, let's just take that in. What season are we in?
We are in season 5.
Season 5.
Y'all, that's insane.
That is insane. Look at him. At Jesus.
And this coming Sunday, which will technically, when you listen to this, it shall have been yesterday.
It shall have been
4 years since our first podcast episodes dropped.
So crazy. What?
Mm-hmm. Let's just take a moment of silence. Burr, burr,
burr, burr, burr, burr. That was not silence.
You're welcome.
That was beautiful. Well, so we wanted to kind of like finish the season talking about everything that Jesus did this season on the podcast. Just some things in our own lives through the podcast, what God's doing, but also to kind of get y'all excited and to be praying for us for what is coming soon. This whole fall. We have so much stuff happening this summer.
So
and
much.
Fall. Yes. And just want to leave y'all with some encouragement. So Stephanie, why don't you like just kind of share something that's really just stood out to you this year that God has been doing through this season in our lives as the three of us.
Mm. Well, first of all, we're not really just a podcast anymore. Yeah, Jenna, right. Jenna was pointing that out just recently that someone looked at her and said, y'all are a brand. Like you have a lot of things going on. You're doing retreats, you're doing podcasts, just the book, all of these things that we are more than just the podcast now. So I feel like God took something so small that we had decided to do it. And especially in this past year, he just blew it up.
Yeah.
In so many ways, so many cool ways. So I don't know, just looking back at all of that and then the retreats we did, I think I always go back to the retreats. They were just my favorite. Yeah, they're the most favorite thing we do.
Yeah. And it's weird. They're all like at the end of the year this year. So we have a lot to look forward to.
I know.
Like, bam, bam, bam.
Bam, bam, bam. Well, yeah, go ahead. That's so good.
Anywho.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay. Well, if you're not watching on YouTube, a lot of that's going to be real confusing. But just so you know, we are on YouTube, so you can go back and watch all the fun. What were we talking about, guys?
We were talking about retreats.
And you were fixing to say something.
Oh, yes.
So what were you going to say?
So normally when somebody has a book release, I always hear that there's usually this. Yes, those kind of feelings. But for us, because there's so much coming up, I don't think we have time to be like, oh gosh, the book's out now. What? Yeah. No. I mean, of course, we're still excited about the book and we definitely want more people to find it, to discover it, all the things. By the way, if you haven't written a review, you know, for our book and you read it and you loved it, could you go do that, please?
Please do
right
it.
Now? Right now. Pause us and go do it and then come back.
Ignore these voices. Just pretend we talk normal most of the time and then just go do it.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of books, Steph, like let's kind of talk about the week, you know, and kind of leading up to, we got to go to a signing in Monroe with our friend Michelle from Armory Bookstore in Monroe, Georgia. And let's kind of tell them a little bit about how we were feeling, how the night went. Like, it was so fun.
I mean, I don't think we really knew what to expect because we've never done that before, but it was precious. Yeah. Like, Michelle was just so welcoming. Her whole staff is incredible, mm-hmm. and it just felt like home. We set up our little table and our little sign with our books, and
we had people come, you know, who knew who we were. And then we also had people who didn't know who we were, who bought books and we got to sign them. So it was amazing.
It was so fun. And our moms got to come. Moms, minus Stephanie's mom. That was our sad face because we wish Stephanie's mom there. But we did get to see her the following week, which was great. She does live a little bit farther. So bless
you. You know what? Mm-hmm. I got to thinking about it. Has your mom, Stephanie, met our moms until that launch party?
Yes.
They had?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know that they had
met. We totally hung out at the pool.
That's right.
With your mom. And then with your mom, she met at a different point.
Yeah. Okay. I couldn't remember.
Was it the 4th of July?
Maybe.
I don't know. Either way.
But anyways, with the moms, we had, like, I think for our moms to come with us on a car ride, they were like, y'all should have a reality show. And in another life, it would be really fun, but we're not going to do that. But it was so much fun. Like, I think that what they needed was laughter, and they love laughter. And I think that's the fun thing about friendship. And is that kind of ponder on the season and the seasons past, like, it's being together. It's being at the retreats, like you said. It's meeting new people. I was telling someone the other day, like, my favorite part is the relationships. You know, like, if God does all of these things, whatever he wants to do, past, present, future, the most fun is just being able to be together, but then to meet all these wonderful people that pour into us, that encourage us, that maybe rub us the wrong way sometimes, but we are molded and shaped through it to be better. It's the people that make it fun.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
And we could have missed that.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Like, we could have missed that and missed all of the friendships and all of the women and men that we have met along the way, which is kind of really crazy to think about. But so then, like, the very next week, we had our release party, which is crazy.
Insane.
Like, let's talk about it because it was so fun.
Let's talk about the book release party.
Y'all.
She actually can sing, for those wondering. It's really not that horrible.
She really can.
But that was tragic.
First of all, let's just give a shout out, okay, to Angie. Angie Mitchell.
Angie.
Who runs the Webb's Place in our town. It is the sweetest little venue where you can book weddings and, I mean, you name it.
Airbnb.
Can book it. Okay.
You can come to an Airbnb there.
There's an Airbnb.
Yes. And it is stunning.
And I'm just telling y'all.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
First of all, she's amazing. She's a pastor's wife. A fairly new pastor's wife in the past few years. And she was so helpful to us through this entire process. She had so many great ideas for us that we hadn't thought about until, you know, the week before. And it all just came together so beautifully. Yeah. And then Jen with the flowers.
Jen,
and
you're amazing. Food
and all the things. Yeah. And there were so many people that helped us out night. Let's just name them real fast, okay?
Oh, just for funsies.
Yes,
let's
for
do
funsies.
It. Okay, so first of all, you've said Angie with the Webb's Place. If you are local, we will have that information in our show notes if you'd like to check out that venue.
Todd at Chick-fil-A. Yes. Thank you. You're amazing.
Mallory from the Chicken Salad Chick. Ooh, man, yummy. We had some croissants and they were good.
Good.
They sure were.
They were so good. And my friend Griff Gordy at Gordy Eye Care.
That's
so
right.
Gordy Eye Care.
Gordy
I don't know
Eye
why
Care.
I went like this, That's but right. Gordy mm-hmm. Eye Care, they sponsored us.
Yes.
And it was it would not have been possible. It would not have happened without them.
No. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then our friends,
we had LaWanda, we had Crystal, we had Drew, we had April Sawyer, we had Misty Webb. They all helped out either by hosting or taking video, just behind the scenes footage, pictures for us,
and then
all the things.
Jennifer Adams, which we did just mention, but she did all of our decorating and food and was running everywhere, and she did absolutely amazing.
Like, goodness.
Everything matched our theme. She just
looked
stunning.
So professional.
Oh, yeah.
And like, then, yes, it absolutely.
Amazing.
It was beautiful. I mean, it literally kind
like
of felt
wedding.
Like a little wedding reception. Yes.
It did.
And then my husband, Ian, he's the production director at our church. And so we were like, obviously, you got to bring the production stuff. Okay. So he brought the speakers and we had like a little DJ booth set up. And then our husbands helped us host. And it was hilarious.
Something.
It was something.
But they could not
they
be
were
serious
funny.
Like the whole time.
Yeah. So thank you again so much to all of the people who helped us have a successful book launch party. Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
Okay. Before we move on from the party, what was your favorite moment of the party?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Favorite moment.
I know.
There were so many.
I mean, can we just go ahead and get, like, when we got to dance?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I think we were, I guarantee we were the first launch party, book launch party to ever have dancing.
We might have been.
We're going to say we were anyway.
And if you know us, you know we love to dance. So it was going to happen.
I loved signing. I'll go ahead and say, like,
I know that was
I love
fun.
Signing because, like, our friends and our family were so excited, you know, because mm-hmm. they could have just been like, we know these girls. We love them.
Can we also talk about how I was signing children's hands?
Yes.
It was hilarious. They're like, sign my hand. You're famous. I was dying laughing. My own daughter.
I really loved the Q&A. Like, I thought that was really cool that people just got to ask us questions and we got to share about exciting things happening this year. And that was really fun. And then Zach, just shout out to Zach. He probably won't listen to this, but he is our tattoo artist, y'all. And he came and he stayed pretty much the entire time.
We love you, Zach.
And he donated. Yeah, he donated a gift for us to give away.
Can we just talk about who got that? Who got that raffle ticket?
Let's talk
ticket?
About that.
Go ahead, Jen.
My aunt Donna, she got the raffle ticket.
And she said,
she won
I'm
the
not
tattoo.
Gonna use that.
And I was like, what is she doing with that? Mark my words, y'all. It will be in the Dirty Santa game this year.
And you better win
Christmas.
It.
Well, I'm coming to Dirty Santa.
Yeah, me too. I want it.
What'll be funny though is like if another uncle or something like wins it, and
or your grandma,
I'm gonna be stealing it. Oh, that would be hilarious. Oh my gosh.
What about you, Steph?
Anyway,
man, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. It's hard to pinpoint one thing that really stood out. I mean, yes, I love the Q&A. I think that was my favorite part. Maybe. Just to be able to, because they thought of things that I didn't even know if anybody would think of a question.
Yeah.
And they were asking us questions about the future and about just even like hard ones, like Jessica, someone called you out, would come away and was like, what you going to do if Pastor's Wives grows? And it's just fun how the way you answered and how you're just laying it at Jesus' feet. Yeah. Like, I'm trusting him. He's growing this. And so he's going to bring people along to help. Just, I don't know, all of that. It was just fun to not know what was coming and then to just let it happen, which is weird for me to say because normally I like things to be planned out and I want to know what's coming and what the questions are. But yeah, I really enjoyed that. Yeah. Also, one of my friends from the former town I lived in, she came and I wrote about her a little bit in one of my stories in the book. And so it was fun to be able to like see her and be like, she's the one that's in the book.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool. I didn't put two and two together that's who that was until you introduced me to her.
Yeah.
She was super sweet.
I love it. It was a week that I would never forget. Mm-hmm. But also, we weren't done that week.
No.
We had one day of rest when the book actually came out. And we got together at my house and
sure
just
did.
Had fun and played games and ate very random food groups.
We did.
Like, Stephanie's husband had gotten our husbands. They had been fishing for so many times that they were having fried fish. We were like, we just want our gluten-free pizza.
That's right.
And we had all kinds of things. And it was so fun and just played games and just chilled because the next morning we left to go see our friends at where?
At where?
In Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach.
At the 700 Club.
Yes.
CBN.
CBN.
Yeah,
they feel like family now because
they
this
are
the second time we've gone
100%.
And we just it. I'm never nervous.
Yeah.
And you would think I would be, but just they make you feel so at home and loved. Yeah. And I don't know.
Well,
it was
speaking
just natural.
Truth. Like, I mean, just to watch their episodes and their prayer time that they have like all week this week or last week. I'm getting confused on my weeks, but they had like a whole prayer like where they were praying all week long and just you could send in your prayers. And they were praying online live like the whole morning. Mm-hmm. And it's just so cool. And so it was sweet. And we actually got to do two interviews this time. So we were with our friend Charlene on the Interactive 700 Club. And then we were able to be on the first hour of the 700 Club. And that actually comes out
May 15th,
which of course has already happened.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I'm excited. So
yeah,
excited about.
We're going to have a watch party. As we're recording this, that is actually tomorrow morning, that we're going to have a little watch party and watch how we did on that one.
I can't wait.
Can I just tell y'all that my favorite part of 700 Club was our meal with our friends afterwards.
Yes.
And then they prayed over us for 15 minutes.
Y'all. And it was not just a, you know, people pray. Yeah. Okay. But then people like operate in the spirit and pray. And they pray.
Like they go before the throne.
I tell people, I keep telling people about this, and I'm like, you could have slipped in our tears, in the puddle of our tears that were on that tile floor in that lobby.
And that's no lie. Like literally there was a puddle.
Literally. And then we danced, of course. But like they just spoke so much life over us and like we're just so encouraging. And they truly mean every word they say. And we're all in a group text and, you know, encouraging each other. And I just love them so much. I know.
That's the relationships. We could have missed that.
Yeah.
You know, like that's just so cool. Like to be able to encourage them and them encourage us. But yeah, the prayer was my favorite.
I'm laughing because I just remembered the things that we ate in the airport on the way home from the 700 Club.
Oh, I was miserable days.
We're going
days
there.
We're going to go there for a second. Okay. So we, you know, when we get together, we like to have like our last hurrah. Like there's things that we do. Okay. When we're on a road trip together, it's always Taco Bell. First of all, amen. That's and, on a road trip. And this was no road trip.
Well, though. All of us, our bellies real mad after.
Like we know what to expect after we eat these things, but it doesn't keep us from doing it. So we got off of the plane train and we go up the escalator and the smell of Auntie Anne's pretzels hits us in the face.
It wafts.
And we were like,
right by your nostrils.
Yes, yes. And we had like a 2-hour layover. Like it was pretty long. So we were like, let's go big or go home. Like we're just going to do this. And between the three of us, y'all, between the three of us, we got an almond pretzel with caramel dip. We got 2 big cups of cinnamon sugar pretzels with frosting. We got 1 big cup of like the pretzel wrapped pigs in the blankets with cheese sauce. And then we also got the regular Auntie Anne's pretzel bites.
Yes.
With the cheese sauce. And y'all, not many of them went wasted. I'm just going to say that. We thought everybody was sitting there staring at us. They probably were, actually. They were probably recording us. And it was like, pastor's wives eat all. Like,
pastor's wives.
It's probably some tragic TikTok or YouTube video.
There was cinnamon sugar all over Jessica. Like, covering
I don't even
her.
Think it was from me. I think it was from you.
It probably was. I was leaning over you eating, trying to hide my face because I'm pretty sure there were people staring at us. It's fine.
Oh my gosh, it was so fun. Bless our hearts. But yeah.
So cute.
Hey friend, we will get right back to our episode, but we want to take a moment and thank our patrons. You guys keep our podcast going.
If you are not a patron and you would like to consider donating to our podcast ministry, we would be so grateful. And we might even do a happy dance.
When you become a patron, you get perks like being the first to hear about special info and retreats. You get bonus episodes, monthly devotionals, lock screens, and more.
Plus, we have added a new $1 tier for those who believe in us and what we're doing, just because you love us.
So head on over to our show notes and click on the Patreon link to learn more. Now let's get back to our episode.
So we have a lot going on and we just had an amazing couple of weeks and just this whole season, the interviews that we have gotten to be a part of and that we have interviewed, that we've got to be on their shows. Mm-hmm. If you have not listened to season 5, you need to take the summer when you're on the beach or next to the pool and listen to the episodes because they are life-giving, they are encouraging, they will make you cry, they will make you laugh a whole lot.
That's right.
But also just really good wisdom, man. Like we learned so much. That's what I love. Mm-hmm. Like we get to get counseling from each other, counseling from other people. And then we are just poured into and encouraged and it helps so much.
It's like the coolest job ever. It's not even really a job, kind of a job, but not, but it's fun.
It's the kind of job where you don't get paid.
It's called that ministry job.
That's why I was like, it's kind of not a job, but it's, you know.
Yeah. It is a full-time ministry.
There you go.
Yes, there we go. So, okay. So let's talk about the future. Okay. Future. So when we are recording this, it is May.
Yes.
It's gonna be May. Praise him. Glory. So we have a lot going on this summer and fall. Let's talk about it.
Oh, can we talk about before the fall?
Before the fall of man?
What?
Before
like Adam and Eve?
You said fall, and I said before the fall.
Before the fall.
Not that kind of fall. But therefore, in the summer, there's still one really exciting.
Well, I said the summer and the fall. So yes.
Oh, all I heard was before the fall.
Yeah, summer and the fall.
Yeah. Okay, summer and the fall.
just snorted.
Do not take that out, Jenna.
I'm not.
Okay.
No worries.
So let's I talk like your about snorts. Let's talk about the summer.
So, in July, July 19th and 20th.
Can we do it with a real voice?
This will be the busiest weekend slash week of our entire life.
Yes.
Or maybe it's just
cheers.
Me.
No, it's
cheers.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, we got an email and we looked at this email and thought, is this for real? Is this a joke? Is this person really for really real?
For really real.
For really real. Because this person claimed to be a part of, you know, Proverbs 31 no ministries.
Deal. No big deal.
No big deal.
You know, just Lisa Turker's assistant something or other, events director, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And we thought, is this a joke? Because, and the reason we say that, we are nothing special over here. We just a little bit crazy. And we have, you know, I mean, we've done retreats. We do speak, but it's not on the level of what we would envision. At
well,
anything.
We just haven't put it out there yet.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, we just, yeah. But I think all of us were just kind of like, wait, what, how do they even know about us? Cause we don't have a speaking page, nothing, but they reached out and asked if we were interested in attending and speaking and such at the She Speaks conference this summer, July 19th and 20th. And we all looked at each other and said, well, heck yes, we're interested. So maybe I should say this so that, you know, She Speaks doesn't get real nervous. We can speak and we do. I just meant it felt, you know, exciting and like
it was humbling.
Listen, it was, yeah.
Everybody along their journey, yes. Such as the journey like we're on. Okay. They have these opportunities that come along and there's always a first or a second or a third, like you have to start somewhere. Yes. And I think it's just so cool that they reached out to us. Like that's amazing. And it just shows how big God is.
Big God is.
God, you know, with God, sometimes you just skip a few steps and I mean, he's like, here you go.
And we're like, that's
now
what he did.
When they hear us, they will know it is nothing but the Lord.
God can and use and will use anybody.
Yeah.
Who he chooses. Yeah. And exactly. I'm learning that. Like, amen. It's crazy. Absolutely. It's crazy.
Preach.
Absolutely.
So that Friday night, we get to entertain, laugh, dance, encourage the women, speak into the 700 women that will be at She Speaks conference.
700.
700 women.
There's a few more online.
Oh, let's not talk about them. But we love them equally. Oh, bother. But anyways, so that Friday night on the 19th, we get to just be a part of the She Speaks conference.
And She Speaks late night.
Late night.
Late night is going to be fun.
We don't even know what all that entails yet, but we know that it's going to be an hour and 15 minutes full of laughter.
Yep.
And fun. Oh, we got fun ideas.
And dance. Oh, yes. We have ideas.
This Jessica girl, Miss Creative, games. She got lots of ideas. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun.
I have ideas. Let's see if they come to fruition.
I bet they will.
Okay.
I foresee them doing it.
Oh, thank you.
I foresee them doing it.
So after this conference, so when we looked at the dates, I was like, oh, man, I also have to take 21 people to Africa on the 19th or the 20th. What shall I do, Lord? but long story short, we are working it out in the process right now. Jenna and I will be at the conference that She Speaks. And then our team is going to go ahead. Stephanie's husband is actually shadowing me on this trip to hopefully one day be able to take teams himself. And the Lord was like, you know what, Isaac? Let's go ahead and let you lead a team to Africa without Jessica. Who needs shadowing?
I mean, that's
when
how people,
you have Jesus.
That's,
you know,
how people that's learn to swim, right?
Exactly.
Just throw them in the deep end.
Exactly. But I know that God knows that Isaac can handle that.
Absolutely.
He's super chill and he's a great leader and he can do that. So he will be leading the other 19
it's
to
the biggest
Africa.
Trip that
the
you've
biggest
ever taken
trip that
too,
I've
right?
ever taken. And I'm going to leave him behind for just a few days. But we are going to leave the 20th and fly on over to Africa. And so it will be a very busy season. So lots of prayers needed. But
you
we're,
and Jenna, that
yes,
is.
Yes, me and Jenna.
Y'all are all leaving me again.
Yes, we are. But it's going to be so fun. And I cannot wait to podcast
but
about
it's going to be
I
so mean, fun without you.
I'm not.
I love how she just like went on. But it's going to be so much fun.
Yes. You know what I meant. Anyways, season 6, we're going to have so many fun stories to tell you
yes,
from
are.
everything that happened this summer. Yes. But also we have some really amazing things happening this fall.
Yes.
Jenna, what do we have going on this fall?
Retreats.
Yeah.
Retreats.
Is our favorite.
We're going to be in Ohio.
And Minnesota.
And Minnesota. And Missouri.
And we might even have some links in the show notes of, well, at least one of those retreats that you can sign up for.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio.
And it's our favorite. So if you have not ever been to one of our retreats, check out our website. And also you can host a retreat and do it in your own hometown. And we will come and bring all the fun and the party. And there's tons to it. But go check it out.
And teaching.
Yes,
all the things.
Teaching all the things. So yeah, if you're listening and you're one of the women that's going to be coming, like, we cannot wait to meet you, hear your story, encourage you, laugh a lot, eat a lot, burn calories. And
that's right.
Make new abs.
Burn calories as you eat a lot of calories.
We're going to laugh a lot and build our abs. You know,
because we eat a lot too.
Mm-hmm. We do eat a lot. Lots of snacks. Okay. So before we end this episode, I think like one thing that the three of us have been talking a lot about is just the move of God. And Jenna was just kind of starting to share that a minute ago. That what is happening is one step at a time of obedience. And what does that look like? Like, if you're just kind of pondering and thinking, both of you and me, like, this season has been crazy. This 4 years has been crazy. Mm-hmm. What's some encouragement for women and men that are listening out there, like, that are going, that's just not my life, or that won't be me, or I don't feel like I have any gifts to give or offer, or where do I start, you know? And just that we can share with them and let them know that God has a plan for them.
I would say for people who are out there who are like me and get overwhelmed when you think about the future, I know I can go there. And I once went there a little too much. And that's just how my brain works when I think about too many things at once. And I think God has just shown me this last year, like, when I put something in front of you, you don't need to worry about what's next necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Just be obedient with the one thing that I put in front of you, and I will bless it, and I will show you what's next. And that's just been huge for me personally in my life. He's teaching me, he's growing me, he's stretching me. And it's scary at times, but also at this point, I feel like I've grown enough to realize, like, okay, this is scary, but I'm going to do it anyway because I know that that's where growth happens. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think for me, that's just what he's been showing me a lot.
That's good. I would say too, when God calls you to something, don't, like, she's talking about how you're looking at the big picture. And I think sometimes we look at that and go, well, I got to make this happen. And how am I going to make it happen? And for people like me, we want to lay it all out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to do this step, then this step, then this step, then this step, then this step. And we go to all of the, you know, we buy all the courses or we go to all these conferences and we're trying to learn, how do I make this happen? God called me to it and I got to make it happen. And I agree that we are to be good stewards of what God has given us.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think it takes a little bit of intentionality to do anything. Sure. I think God honors that. But also, we don't have to make it happen. If he's called us, we do it. And he's going to do whatever he wants with it. And if he's called you to write, you write. If he's called you to speak, you speak. Any opportunity you get. I don't care if it's 10 people that you're speaking in front of or a Bible study you're leading. Whatever it is, you start there and God will take you step by step by step to the places he wants for you. And what's funny is I was actually given that advice by someone years ago who right now is a best-selling author, all just doing so great. And I remember her saying, because I had reached out just asking some questions, and she talked about, you know, you need a literary agent and just tell me some of those things. She said, but I'm going to be honest with you, like, this literary agent came to me. And I thought, okay, but what are the chances that that's ever going to happen for anyone else? But the thing is, God has brought things to us that, looking back, it is kind of surprising and shocking. And you're like, no, she was right.
Yeah.
Like, when it's the right timing, God's going to do what he wants. And if it's not what he wants, you don't want it anyway.
Right.
And so I think that I've just been learning that and growing through that. Like, he's done everything with this podcast, with this ministry. with the retreats, all of it, he has opened every single door. Yeah. It's just insane.
It's so funny you're talking about doors, because literally I just had this conversation the other day with somebody, and we were talking about how, you know, when you pray for something and he closes a door, like your natural like instinct is to be like, oh, like frustrated about it. Mm-hmm. But like this girl said to me, she said, I'm learning to thank the Lord for closed doors. Mm-hmm. Like when it, even though it might be frustrating for a second, thank him anyway for that closed door, because most likely that just means that there's something different and something better around the corner that he had for you. Mm-hmm. And so I love that. We should be thanking him for the closed doors, not just the open ones.
Mm, I like that.
Sure.
I mean, what y'all said was amazing. I would think the one thing that I would add just like in this moment is when we got into this, I believe wholeheartedly we got into it for the right reasons. We did it because there was a need, mm-hmm. and that we didn't see anything else there out there like it. But then it was scary, and then we just stepped out in obedience. Right. Our intentions, I think a lot of times this day and age, the way social media is people want to start things. Pastors want to start things. Speakers want to start things so they can get famous. Mm. And I think that's a really fine line that I think messes a lot of people up, because we can look and see a lot of famous people that are doing horrible things out there. Yeah. And we can also see a lot of famous in the world's eyes or the church's eyes. They're doing great things out there, but that shouldn't be why we do what we do.
Right.
And I think that God put the three of us together to keep us humble, to keep us knowing that we are just following in Jesus's footsteps, and that we want to make his name known and not our name known. And I think that we will continue to fight that.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that it's a heart posture. Mm-hmm. And so I think that we have to be very careful with that. So mm-hmm. I think you need to think real carefully about why you're doing what you're doing. Because if it's to make his name known, it's not going to just become big
right.
in the world's eyes. Like it's going to start, like I heard the other day, like you want to go on mission, or you want to start a ministry, but have you even discipled one person yet?
Mm.
You know, like I think that we in this day and age think everything has to be big, and yeah. it's not. Like the small things is what matters, and God will use those small things and snowball it into anything he wants it to be, exactly. whether it's little or big. In his eyes, it's all the same.
Right.
So I think we have to just be really careful with that,
mm-hmm.
And stay humble and putting Jesus in the forefront of everything we do, and let him lead us, because there's no way we could have made any of this happen.
Yeah.
None of it. Starting in a closet at a cabin and then moving to the, you know, Allen closet, mm-hmm. you know, like that's, and now we're still at that.
We're
still
a lot of closets.
Yes, we do. And we're still at the Allen house, you know, just sitting in the dining room, and we love it. And I don't ever want to become too bougie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just want us to be us forever.
Yeah.
And just in every ministry, because we're all yeah. three in different ministries, and all of them are equally important, because yeah. it's what God's called us to. So to remember that. So, yeah.
I know we're not going to go bougie, but only thing we all still really want, though, is right back here. For those on YouTube, you can see this. Behind us is this white wall. We would love to get a neon sign right here.
Sure would.
Pastor's Wives Tale All. Would that not be fun?
It would be so fun.
I think we should.
They're on sale on Amazon. I sent Jenna the link about 2 months ago.
We're going to look at it again, because I think that would be, you know, fun.
It would be.
To plug in when we podcast.
We podcast. Well, we love you guys, and thank you for just coming along on this season 5, and just this journey that we've been on. It's been so fun.
It has been.
Sorry, I'm over here trying to protect my chin, because you just attacked Jenna's.
I thought you were waving like you wanted to say something.
Nope.
Sorry. Okay, well, we love you guys. Season 5 is coming to an end.
But, season 6 is right around the corner. Woo-woo!
Oh!
Okay.
It's magic.
We love you guys.
Yes.
Have a glorious summer.
Yes, glorious. Make it glorious.
Glorious.
Okay. I feel glorious. Glorious.
That was good. Oh. And don't worry, guys. Even though the season is coming to an end right here, we shall have bonus episodes this summer. So you just keep your eye out. Usually we have one in June and one in July.
That's right.
And then we'd be back at it probably at the end of August.
And we got fun stuff coming on Instagram too.
Praise
be. Yes, we do.
Little bits of flashbacks. Flashbacks and throwbacks.
Oh, yes.
Flashbacks and flow blacks. Flow blacks.
I'm sorry. Flashbacks. Flowbacks? Throwbacks.
Throwbacks.
We are going to have some throwback reels this summer.
I'm excited about that. It's fun. I'm not going
to lie. Okay. Until next time for the fifth time. We love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, friends, if you have enjoyed this episode as much as we have, please help us spread the word on Facebook and Instagram.
If you didn't know yet, Instagram is where all the fun is at. From dance reels on Wednesdays to spiritual encouragement and laugh out loud posts in between, there is something for everyone.
And last, but certainly not least, if you could take a moment right now to stop what you're doing and give us a rating and review, even subscribe to our podcast, this seriously helps other people find us who wouldn't be able to otherwise. Thank you so much for your love and support. We hope you'll tune in next week.